Good morning. Our scripture today is coming out of John 17, if you want to turn there. Today, that I kind of wanted to approach our communion time as how do we approach Jesus during this time? You know, when I was a kid, I think I was 12 years old and my grandfather died. He was very, very dear to me. And at his funeral, I guess I really didn't fully understand the tradition of a funeral. I thought that, you know, you had to go in and you needed to mourn that person's death, even though my grandfather was a Christian. But at 12, so I'm sitting in the pew, and I deliberately focused on the loss so that I could cry during the whole ceremony. And that wasn't at all what it was about. You know, the pastor was talking about all the accomplishments my grandfather gave and all the deeds that he had done in the church and so forth. And I kind of was pondering this week, not specifically my grandfather, but that's just a story. But I was pondering, how do we approach the time of communion? Jesus asked us to come to him in remembrance of him. So how do we approach it? Do we approach it in fear? Do we approach it in sadness? Or do we approach it in some other way? You know, in John 12, we see Mary come before Jesus with a perfume. And she approached him not in fear and not in anxiety. Well, maybe a little, who knows. But she sits there in front of everybody, all the disciples there reclining with Jesus, and bows down at his feet and opens the perfume and pours it on his feet. And then as she's crying, pours that oil on there and wipes it all off with her hair. How do you think Mary was feeling there? But on the other hand, we also see in Matthew 6, where Jesus tells us that we're not to come before him unless we're truly ready to come before him in communion and you know, reflecting on his design. In other words, we shouldn't come before him if we haven't forgiven somebody. So we shouldn't come before him in anger or bitterness at someone else. Rather focused on him. And you know, as I reflected on this, I just thought, this is a two-way interaction that we have here. It's just not how we approach Jesus. But as we do so, it's an interaction with Jesus. And as we come with our various feelings and our various thoughts, how is Jesus reacting? Today, the specific one that I wanted to come bring out is his prayer. In 17, right before he was going to be crucified, before he went to the garden, he prayed a prayer. A prayer first for his disciples. Well, I guess first for himself, and then for his disciples. But the last part of the prayer was for us. Here's what it says. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. That's us. That all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I am them and you and me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. And he goes on from there. But here's Jesus. How does he want us to approach him? He wants us to approach him in unity and in love, right? So as we reflect, how is Jesus going to react to your time of remembering him? Is it going to be a stern judgment that sometimes we think of God? Or is it going to be in one in love? Possibly even coming to the point of bubbling with laughter. Because he's so happy and so pleased with our love and dedication to him. And I would like us to see us, as we reflect, is Jesus bubbling with laughter? Is he smiling at our love and how much he loves us? So that's what I want us to think about today. Instead of, oh, I've sinned and I need to repent right now. Yeah, that's a little bit of this. But it's so much more. I want Jesus to be happy and bubbling over with my thoughts. So much so that, you know, what brought this on was just thinking about Santa Claus and laughing like with a bowl full of jelly, just jiggling. Can you imagine Jesus doing that? I mean, we're created in his image, so I can. But anyway, so let's go to the communion time today. Reflecting on this idea that yes, we are sinners, but we're covered by his grace and he loves us. And he can be smiling there and maybe laughing like a bowl full of jelly is a little bit much for you, but focus on that love and joy. So as we reflect, let's take the bread. Remembering his life lived in love and service for us, so that we may be with him. And then the juice that represents the blood that was sacrificed for our sins, completely purifying us and making us righteous, so that we can share Jesus as we go there in love. Let's pray. Oh, Lord and Jesus, we come before you, remembering you, remembering what you did for us, because you loved us. Lord, may we be like you. May we forgive all that come against us. May we just love you and just bask in that love and that joy. Thank you. In your Son's name, amen. Amen.